whatever, I'm going to mind him tonight, and hope it'll bless your heart. But stuck with me here the past several days, and Lord bless us to go out of town for the weekend, and it's just been on our heart ever since. And so y'all just pray for us. If you want to take your Bibles, turn to the book of Psalms, chapter number 118, book of Psalms, chapter 118. Y'all pray for our throat that it'll hold up. We'd like to go to the Lord in prayer before I read. I ask you to bow your heads, pray with me, and pray for me tonight, if you would. Our most kind and gracious Heavenly Father, we come to you, Lord, tonight. Lord, thanking you for the honor and privilege, God, to be in your house, assembled together here with your children. God, we thank you, Lord, for this honor and privilege, God, we have tonight, Lord, just to be able to assemble ourselves here together. Lord, as we stand behind this sacred desk, God, tonight, knowing that I'm nothing, God, but I know I'm trusting in the one that is everything tonight. God, I pray if you would just take this body, Lord, hide it behind the old rugged cross, God, tonight, speak through it. Lord, give us the words you'd have us to say to your children tonight, God. We pray that you touch our voice. Lord, just let it hold up, God, that we deliver this, God, the way that you've given it unto us. Lord, but I do know that if there's any preaching done tonight, you'll be the one that does it, not me. Lord, if there's one here tonight discouraged, I pray if you would encourage them. God, I pray for that one that may be here lost, God, that they'd see their need, Lord, for it's everlasting too late. Take that one, God, it may be walking afar off. Ever bring that one back safe to the fold. Lord, we love you. We thank you for all that you've done, God. We're going to give you praise tonight. Father, for what you're going to do, in Jesus' name we ask and we humbly pray. Amen.
Amen.
Book of Psalms, chapter number 118. And I'm going to read probably about 14 verses right here, so y'all just hang with me. Start reading with verse 1 of Psalms, chapter 118. The Bible says, Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, because his mercy endureth forever. Let Israel not say that his mercy endureth forever. Let the house of Aaron now say that this mercy endureth forever. Let them now that fear the Lord say that his mercy endureth forever. Verse 5, the Bible says, I called upon the Lord in distress. The Lord answered me and set me in a large place. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do unto me? The Lord taketh my part with them that help me. Therefore shall I see my desire upon them that hate me. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. All nations compass me about, but in the name of the Lord will I destroy them. They compass me about, yea, they compass me about, but in the name of the Lord I will destroy them. They compass me about like bees. They are quenched as the fire of thorns. For in the name of the Lord I will destroy them. Thou hast thrust sore at me that I might fall, but the Lord helped me. The Lord is my strength and song, and has become my salvation.
Amen.
I'm going to stop reading with verse 14, but I want to look back here at a certain verse of Scripture. Verse number 6. The Bible says again that in verse 6, the Bible says, The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do unto me? Now, if you really think about that scripture, the Lord is on mine and your side. Amen? Ain't it good to know that the Lord is on your side? You know, we think a lot, Brother Josh, that our family's on our side. We think that our co-workers are on our side from time to time. We think that all these people that we go to church with is truly on our side. But let me tell you something tonight, church. People will turn their back on you in a hurry. Amen. If you're not careful, amen, you get to messing around with the wrong people, they will fool you in an instant. They'll talk to you to your face. They'll put on a pretty picture. But by the time, Brother Jamie, that we walk out the door, they're already talking about us bad. Amen. Ain't that the truth tonight, church? But if we really think about the Lord is on our side. Amen. I don't know about you, but that one verse of Scripture really blesses my heart. Amen. I've had family turn their back on me. I've had church members turn their back on me. Amen. I've had people at work turn their back on me. Amen. And it ain't always been nice. It ain't been pretty. Amen. But let me say this tonight, that the Lord will never turn His back on you. Ain't that good to know? Amen. The Lord has never turned His back on me. And He ain't going to. Amen. He made me a promise. He said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. I'll go with you all the way, even unto the end of the world. I don't know about you, but that really hits home for me. Amen. And knowing that my God is always going to be there. Amen. It don't matter if I'm in a valley of decision. It don't matter if I'm standing on the mountaintop. It don't matter where I'm at. Amen. Jesus Christ is always going to be there for me and for you. Amen. I think we're living in a day and time, Brother Bill, that the church needs encouraging. Amen. I ain't never seen such a time where you got to encourage God's people so much. Church, me and you ought to be the happiest people on the face of the planet. Amen. But you want to know the issue why we can't get people to come to the house of God? Why we can't get people just to do something for God anymore? Amen. It's because us as the church, amen, that we call ourselves Christians, amen, that we're walking the straight and narrow path, amen, we won't do anything for the glory of God. But we expect this lost and dying world to come in. But let me say this, if we want them to come in, we got to be living our life holy and pleasing in front of them. Amen. The Lord will get them here. He's on our side. Amen. I don't know about you, but we got a real good number right here at Mount Vernon. Amen. I can take you to churches all over this country that I've been to and preached to five or six. Amen. That's hard to do. Amen. Everything's hitting the back wall and just hitting you right back in the face. Amen. We need to be thankful for our church. Amen. We need to be thankful that God is doing something good here. Amen. The Lord is on our side and He wants to bless this little soul winning station on the side of the road that He's placed it to be. Amen. But you know what we got to do? We got to remember as the children of God that the Lord is on our side. No matter what you're going through, no matter what you're facing, the Lord's always there. Amen. You heard me testify a few weeks ago. I was going through the hardest trial of my life. Amen. Hardest thing I'd ever thought I'd ever face. I still can't wrap my mind around why it happened. Amen. But you know what? The Lord's on my side. He's been there every step of the way, holding my hand, helping me through day after day, helping me to raise my children the way I need to raise them. Amen. If I got to do it all by myself, it's okay. Praise God for it. He's going to be there. Amen. As it's already been said, we need to trust Him. We don't need to doubt Him. Amen. I'll be honest with you, I doubted it out there for a few weeks. Amen. Everything was going great, it seemed like, and then just all of a sudden, just boom. That's how it happens, don't it? Amen. You think everything's just going all good, and then right there's a storm. Amen. But we all know that there's just three parts to that. Amen. You're either in one, or you're going into one, or you're coming out of one. Amen. But remember this. Amen. The Lord Jesus was sitting in the back of that ship. Amen. Just trying to take a little old nap right there. And the disciples just thought they was going to be left out there for dead. And the waves just a-crashing and a-beating. And they just thought they was going to die out there. Amen. The Lord Jesus Christ stepped out on the bow of that ship. And He spoke and He said, "Peace, be still." Amen. The Bible said it wasn't just a calm. Amen. The Bible said that there was a great calm. Amen. What are you saying, preacher? The Lord's on your side tonight. I don't know what storm of life you might be going through right now. Only you and God do. Amen. You may have just come out of one. Amen. And everything might be going on good right now, but you might be getting ready to go into one. Preacher, we don't need to talk like that. Honey, it's everyday life. It's the truth. Amen. But we need to remember in the time of the storm that the Lord Jesus is always going to be there. From the beginning to the end. You remember this if you remember nothing else I say tonight. Anything the Lord brings you to, He's going to bring you through. Amen. Everything that He's ever brought me to, He's brought me through. I don't know about you, but I felt like the children of Israel many times. Amen. That I got right there at the Red Sea, Brother Josh. Amen, and there wasn't nothing but water right in front of me, and I knew there were 600 chariots on my trail. Have you ever been there? Amen, you're right there, and you just don't know what to do. Amen, then the Lord Jesus just, hey, He speaks. Amen, and those waters just part. Amen, and He lets me walk over on dry ground. Amen, and when I get to the other side, you know what I can do, Brother Josh? I can look back, and then I watch them 600 chariots just drown right there in the Red Sea. That's my God tonight. That's your God tonight. What are you saying tonight, preacher? There's no man on the face of this planet that can do anything unto you. Amen. I just read it to you in the Word of God. Amen. He said in verse 6, the Lord is on my side, I will not fear. What can man do unto me? Amen. Man can't do nothing to you. Amen. Man can try us. He can tempt us. He can try to put us down in the dumps. Amen. He can do whatever they want to try. Amen. But at the end of the day, the Lord's on our side. The Lord's got final say-so is what I'm trying to get across tonight. Amen. So what's it take? This is what I want to preach on for just a minute, and I won't hold you long. Something that I think that we need to have of understanding that the Lord is on our side. Me and you have to be determined. Amen? The past several days, that word right there is the only word that I could just think about was the word determination. Amen? We need to be determined. I felt bad all day long. Just could hardly even hold my head up down there at the workplace. Just had old sinus headache and everything else. Just wanted to go home and lay down. Amen. I get over to Dad's house there a while ago before they take off to church. And he said, why don't you just go back here in the room and lay down. We'll watch the kids. They want to go to church with him tonight. But I was like, no. I said, I'm determined to go to the house of God tonight. That's what's been on my heart all day. I ain't letting the devil get victory. Amen. If we allow the devil to get victory, then he's won. Amen. You know what? When I walked through that back door right there, I felt the best I felt all day. You want to know why? Because I done what my Father wanted me to. Amen. I put forth a little effort. That's something that don't happen much anymore, is it? We don't put forth a whole lot of effort anymore. But I want to encourage you tonight and thank you tonight for just taking time out of your day to come to the house of Almighty God. I know the majority of you's worked all day long. Amen? But you chose to come to the house of God tonight, and I know the Lord's going to bless you. Amen? What are you saying tonight, preacher? Keep that determination. Amen? Stay determined you want to be in the house of God every time the doors are open. Amen? I get co-workers all the time. Because I always like to leave work a little early if I know there's special services that's going on when they start like 7 o'clock. Because I normally don't get off till 5:30. Amen. I want to get home, I want to get dressed, and I want to get there. Amen. I've been able, ever since all this stuff went on in my life, I've been able to attend so many church services, ain't even funny. And you know what? I've loved every minute of it. Amen. The Lord is blessing. It's food for my soul and it's helping me grow. Amen. What are you saying? Hey, every time that the doors is open right here at the house of God, we need to put forth the effort to be here. Amen. Sunday morning, Wednesday night, and whenever we start Sundays back. Amen. I don't know about you, but I'm looking forward to that. Let's get going. Amen. But we need to stay determined. We need to be determined, amen, in our prayer life. Amen? We need to be praying more now than we ever have before. Amen? I don't know about you tonight, but there's a lot of things that we know of that need prayer that we just take for granted that we don't think of a whole lot. Amen? Our leaders need prayer. Amen? Israel needs prayer. Amen. Us as the body of believers, the church, we need to pray one for another. We, everyone tonight has got lost in our families, amen, that need prayer tonight. Who's going to pray for them if we don't? We need to be determined in our prayer life. Pray harder than you ever have before. We need to pray earnestly. Amen. When we come to this altar, we need to come to this altar with boldness and sincerity unto the Lord. Amen. Amen. Don't just come up here and say, well, Lord, thank you for what you've done for me today. Bless him, Lord. Amen. Come up here brokenhearted and pour your heart out unto God. Ask Him. The Bible says to ask and you shall receive. Yeah. You know what the problem is anymore? We ask amiss. Yeah. Amen. What does that mean, preacher? We ain't praying with sincerity like we ought to. Amen? If you got something burdening your heart tonight, honey, I can promise you one thing, the Lord's on your side, and you can bring it right up here to the foot of the cross, amen, and lay it all down and let Him take care of it tonight. He's on your side. You want to know the problem with the church today? They're all carrying around too many burdens. The Bible says to cast your care upon Me, for I careth for you. Amen? These burdens, we can't carry. Amen? We got to give them to Jesus. He's our burden bearer. Amen? He's our mediator. Amen? Jesus Christ is mine and your mediator. He goes to the Father for me and for you. Give it to Jesus tonight. Whatever it is. Amen? Whether it's marital, whether it's financial, whether it's work-related, I don't know what it is in your life, but you and God do. But I'll promise you this. You can't fix it by yourself. I tried, and I failed. Amen? But when I give it to the Lord, Brother Josh, He's always come through. Amen? He knows what I need and when I need it. You know, I got people still yet that look at me all the time and ask me, they'll call me or text me or whatever, and say, "You doing okay, brother?" I said, "Yeah, I'm doing the best I've ever done in a long time." You know, they still think I'd be down the dumps and down and out about all this stuff. I'm not. Amen? The Lord has weeded this out of my life for a reason. Amen? She never supported my ministry. Amen? Lied to me for 13 years. Amen? Some things are toxic for your life that need to be weeded out so God can take you and use you. Amen? There's a reason and a purpose for everything that happens. Some of them we don't understand, and you want to know this? A lot of them is better that we don't understand. But when I get over yonder, I'll understand. Amen? God's got a plan. For every soul tonight, including me, He's got a plan for your life. He just wants you to stay determined so He can use you. Can I encourage the elderly a little bit tonight? Is that okay? Let me say this tonight. You elderly people, I talk to more elderly people than I do my own age. Amen? I love to hear the old stories. Amen? I love the wisdom that they have. Amen, the encouragements that they give. That's the sweetest thing. Little old lady just come up to you and hug you and say, "Honey, you've done a good job today." Yeah. Amen. That makes me smile ear to ear. Yeah. Amen. What are you saying tonight? God can still use the elderly. Amen, just like He is the young people. Amen. What are you saying tonight, preacher? I'm saying this. You elderly, keep your head up and you keep going on for the glory of God. Amen. Don't let up for nothing. Right. Amen. Because you encourage me. Amen. Amen. You encourage a whole lot more people than you probably realize that you do. Yeah. Amen. Stay determined. Thankful for the elderly people we got right here. Amen. Thankful for every soul that's here. But have you ever felt that there wasn't nobody on your side? Amen. Ever been there? I have. Amen. Just felt like I was by myself. Amen? But the Lord is always there. It gets a little lonely when I ain't got my kids that week. It gets a little lonely right there around the house. But you know what? I can just open the Bible. Amen? I can turn on my daughters at Calvary, listen to them. Amen? Just me and the Lord just have a big time. Amen? Nobody talking back at me. Amen? Just get along with God. That's the best time in the world right there. Amen. Just getting by yourself with you and God is great. Amen. I want to say this. He's always going to be there for you. There's going to be times that your husband can't be there for you. There's going to be times your wife can't be there for you. Amen. There's going to be times Preacher Bill, amen, can't be there for you. Amen. There's going to be time your church family can't be there for you. But God's always there. Amen. He's everywhere present, nowhere absent. Amen. Ain't that good to know tonight? Let's stay determined as the body of Christ. Let's continue to put God first in everything that we do. Amen? And you might think this is silly. Let me say this tonight. Every little decision that you make in your life, you need to include God in it. Amen? I'm just talking about a little trip down to Walmart. Amen? We need to pray that God give us traveling grace there and back home. Have we ever took time to really think about things like that? No, we don't. We get hopped right in the car and we just pat the gas and we go right on down to Walmart. Don't we? We ain't thinking one instant about who's surrounding us, all these crazy drivers out there and everything else. Amen? We need to pray for traveling grace. We got everything out there that we can be praying for. But the problem is that we just won't take time to do it. It's always go, go, go. Me, me, me. Do this, do that. Right? Let's be honest with ourselves tonight. Amen? We need to be determined to back up our young people. Amen? I don't know about you, but it blesses my heart seeing 40 and 50 people standing up here in the youth choir. Amen! You don't see that everywhere. You don't feel that where, you know, when you go to some of these other places. They get up here and singing in song, amen? The Spirit of God just falls down upon them. And that just does something to me. We need to be thankful for our young people tonight. Amen. That God will continue to bless them and use them for His honor and for His glory. Amen. Because that is our church to come. They need our support 110%. Amen. Our children this day and time are facing things that we never thought we'd face. I thought it was rough when I went to school. A lot like it is now. Amen. It's in the elementary school, the middle school, and the high school. Amen. It's everywhere you want to turn. 5 and 6 years old youngins bringing drugs and guns to school. That's sad. They need prayer, church. Some of these things these youngins are having to live at home in. My, my, my.
That's true.
Every other week, knowing the things that my children are having to see breaks my heart. Right now, there ain't nothing I can do about it. All I can do is pray. Amen? A child don't deserve the things that they're going through.
Amen.
Amen. They didn't ask for none of that mess.
We'll pray.
But you know what we need to do? We need to do what the Word of God says. We need to train up a child in the way he should go. When he is old, he will not depart from it. All I can do the weeks I got my kids is raise them in the house of God. Amen. Be the very best Christian daddy that I can in front of my children. Amen? That's all I can do. That's all you can do as a parent. Amen? Keep on keeping on bringing them children to the house of God. Amen? I want to say this tonight if I don't get another opportunity to tell you. I want to thank God for every one of you mamas and daddies in here. Amen? To stand on the Word of God. Amen? To raise your children in the house of God. That's a blessing.
Amen?
We need more of that determination. Amen, bringing your kids to the house of God on Wednesday night, that's a blessing. Amen, there's a great big crowd, they just believe, hey, I'll just go to the house of God on Sunday morning. Amen, I won't go any other time. Can I encourage those maybe watching via live stream tonight? God's still God on Wednesday night just like He is on Sunday morning.
Amen.
Amen. If the Lord blesses us tomorrow night to go down here, Brother C.T. in Kernersville, amen, we're going to go down there and we're going to have church. Amen. On Thursday night, God's still God wherever we go.
Amen.
We just need to be determined. Amen. If you get determined about your Father's business,
He'll bless you. Amen? But that's where we got to be. We got to be about our Father's business and not about our business. Am I right? I'm trying to help you tonight. I like what verse 14 says. It says, "The Lord is my strength and song and is become my salvation." Ain't that good? The strength that I need every day and that you need, it comes from Him. The song that He's placed in my heart came from Him. The salvation that I received and asked Him into my heart and life came from Him. There ain't nothing no man has ever done. Amen? But the Lord Jesus Christ has done it all. I'm so thankful that God sent His only begotten Son to die on an old rugged cross for my sin and for all of yours tonight. It's good to know that we got the Lord on our side when everybody else turns against us. Amen? It's like Brother Bill had mentioned already. Amen? When He got up there on that cross, He said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." Amen? Same thing today. They don't know what they're doing. Amen? But you know what? If they'll repent of them sins, I know a man that'd be willing to forgive them for. Amen? It's the same Jesus that forgave me. It's the same Jesus that forgave you. Amen? Just like it's already been mentioned, I love the Word of God. Amen? What I love so much about it is that you can just open it up. Amen? I can read this Scripture again probably in a day or two. The Lord will give me something to teach totally different than He gave me tonight. Amen? What are you saying tonight? We need to get determined to get into the Word of God. Amen. We need to read it. We need to study it. We need to live by it. We need to know it to the best of our ability. But listen to me. I know some of you have been in this thing 40, 50 years. You still will never know all there is to know about this blessed book. That's why it's so inspiring. Amen. This ain't just some novel that you put up on a shelf. After you read it one time, you're done. Amen. That ain't the way the Word of God is. Amen. This is my roadmap. This is what helps me every day. Some of you may not like this, but I'm going to say it anyway. You better have a King James Bible. Amen. All this other junk you need to get rid of. Amen. It don't add up. You put the two, you put different versions beside each other. It leaves out verses. It leaves out chapters. Amen. It leaves out words. I'm being truthful tonight. I know. I've sat and compared them. Amen. Throw that junk in the trash if you got something else. Amen. If you don't like it, you see me after service. This Bible helps me every day. It helps you every day. You can be having the awfulest day at work. I love it down there at workplace where I get a whole hour for lunch, because there's a lot of days I can just go sit on the tree and I can read the Word of God. I love that. Amen? But I could be having the awfulest morning down there at work, and then when it comes lunchtime, amen, I can go, Brother Josh, I can go over under my tree. I can open the Word of God. Amen, just open it right up, and right there's a verse that I needed just to get through the rest of my day. Amen? We need to be determined to read the Word of God and know it. What are we going to do if our children come to us and start asking us questions and we ain't able to answer them? Amen? We need to be able to. Not just our children, just, you know, people individually. They come to a preacher, amen, they ought to be able to give them some Scripture. Amen? So we need to be determined in our prayer life. We need to be determined to back up our youth. We need to be determined to read the Word of God. Not only that, we need to be determined just to put the Lord Jesus Christ first in our life. He said be first or not at all. Amen? First or not at all. So we got to put Him first.
Now, some of you may not like this, but listen. Jesus comes before your husband does. Amen? Jesus comes before your wife does. Now, some of your spouses may not like it, but it's true. It's Bible. Amen? If it wasn't for Jesus, amen, you wouldn't have that wife or that husband that you got. You wouldn't have them children that you got. You've got to be first. The Bible says to seek ye first the kingdom of God. And all these other things will be added unto you. Amen? Seek Him first. All the other stuff will just flow right in like it's supposed to. But we got to make sure that we're determined to put Him first. I promise you this. If you'll put Him first, I'm going to say this tonight. If He's first in your life, you'll have a happy marriage. Amen? You'll have a happy home. Amen? I know that tonight. It can happen. It can.
Yeah,
but you want to know this? You both got to be pulling in the same direction.
That's right.
Amen? Not one pulling this way and one pulling that way because it ain't going to work. The Bible says not to be unequally yoked.
Amen?
Amen? That's the Word of God. So be careful. Put God first in everything that you do. I don't care if it seems just like something real small to you or if it seems too real big to you. Everything you do, you put Him first. Stay determined. Amen? We need to be determined. When we first got saved, we was all on fire for God, weren't we? Amen? I could run laps around a church. Now I ain't running nowhere unless something's chasing me. Amen. But it's not changed. Amen. God is still God. The Lord is still on our side tonight. Just like He was the first day that He sought us out. Amen. Ain't that good to know, Lamont?
Amen.
He was on my side then. He's still on my side now. And if the Lord tarries, He's coming. Amen. He's going to be on my side in the future too. Amen.
Amen.
Let my family quit on me. Let my friends quit on me. I still got the Lord.
Amen.
That's all we need, as they sung about earlier. He's all I need. I don't need nothing else. I just need Him. Amen. He's my everything. Always has been, and He always will be. Amen? But we need to stay determined. Don't allow the devil to slip in there. Amen? He wants to tire you up and tire you down. John 10:10, kill, steal, destroy. Amen? That's what he wants to do. He's good at his job. He's a master deceiver. Amen? He's the prince and the power of the air. Don't give the devil no space. He don't belong up here.
Amen?
He don't belong in here. Amen. You want to know where he belongs is exactly where God put him at, and that's under the soles of our feet. Amen. If we'll keep him there, we'll be a lot better off. The Bible says we'll resist the devil, he'll flee. Amen. Yesterday, old devil was trying to get to me. You know what I had to do? Shoo him away. Amen. Devil, I don't need you. I don't got time for you. Amen. He had to leave in the name of Jesus. Same thing you got to do. When you know he's starting to come, you got to get rid of him. Amen? You ain't careful, he'll get up here. He'll get in here. If you ain't real careful, he'll get back in here.
Amen?
How do you know that? I've seen people that's on fire for God screaming and shouting and just enjoying themselves. Amen? And where are they at tonight? They're back out in the world, doing the things of the world. It's heartbreaking. I just want to encourage the church one more time tonight. You stay determined for the Lord Jesus Christ. And just remember, He's on your side. Amen? Through the thick and through the thin, He's there. He's in the valley with you, and He's on the mountaintop with you. Wherever you go, I don't care what time of the day it is. I don't care what day of the week that it is. I don't care what year it is. Amen? He is always there. And He's going to continue to be. We love you tonight, Mount Vernon. I know classes are still going on and everything, but I had that on our heart tonight. I hope it helps you. Amen. We need encouraging. We need to be determined. The Lord's placed us here at Mount Vernon, and I'm thankful for it. I wish I'd come a long time ago, just to be honest with you. Amen. But you want to know what I want to help do? I just want to help do my part. Amen. Whether it's to help Bill, whether it's to help with youth or whatever needs to be done, it don't matter to me. As long as I can do something for the glory of God, that's all I care. Amen. Need somebody to talk to? I'd love to talk to you. Amen. You want somebody to pray with you? I'd love to pray with you. Amen. I just want to be a blessing for the Lord. And I want you to do the same. Amen. We're all trying to get to the same heaven. Amen. I want us all to get there together. Amen. Amen. I ain't trying to be better than nobody. I'm trying just to get there. Yeah. Amen. Amen. I'm longing to get there. I want to see all of us get there together. Amen. Amen. I want to see God continue to bless this church right here. He's already blessed. But I look for Him to do even further more than He already has. Amen. Amen. You don't see numbers like that anymore. Amen. But you know that 100 and a quarter right there? God can make it 2.5 right quick. Amen. I'm looking for the Lord to bless. Amen. If we'll get out and we'll do what we need to do for the glory of God, if every one of us just invited one person to come with us Sunday morning, you pack this place out. Just one person. Amen. That'd be a blessing. It'd be a blessing, Brother Bill, if we just had to knock a wall out. Add two. Amen. God can do things that you and me can't wrap our mind around. But we got to stay determined and be about our Father's business. And live our lives and let our light shine for His glory and for His honor. Not for us. Not for Mount Vernon. But for the glory of God and that alone. Amen. We love you tonight. Has anybody else got anything on their heart?